ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम एंड इट इज चैप्टर 8 प्रेयर्स ऑफ क्वीन कुंती. सो क्वीन कुंती इज प्रेइंग टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा व्हेन ही इज अबाउट टू लीव फॉर द्वारिका फ्रॉम हस्तिनापुर. श्लोक नंबर 30-35. जन्म कर्म च विश्वात्मन न जास्य कर्तुरात्मन तिर्यक्नु सृषिषु यादशु तत्यत्मन विदंबनम. ऑफ कोर्स इट इज बिवेल्डरिंग ओ सोल ऑफ द यूनिवर्स दैट यू वर्क थ्रू यू आर inactive and that you take birth though you are the vital force and the unborn. You yourself descend amongst animals, men, sages and aquatics. Verily this is bewildering to Queen Kunti. Tell us how it is bewildering. Vidambanam, that is stated in text 31. My dear Krishna, Jasoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears, which washes the mascara from your eyes, and you were afraid. Though fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is very bewildering to me. Now Queen Kunti is giving different reasons for Lord to appear in this material world. And she is saying how people think differently for your cause to advance in this material world. She says, some say that the unborn is born for the glorification of pious kings, and others say that he is born to please King Yadu, one of your dear most devotee. You appear in his family as sandalwood appears in the Malayan hills. And now another reason that people think of about your appearance. Others say that since both Vasudev and Devaki prayed for you, you have taken your birth as their son. Undoubtedly, you are unborn, yet you take your birth for their welfare and to kill those who are envious of the demigods. Some more reasons other people think of for his appearance. Others say that the world being overburdened like a boat at sea is much aggrieved, and that Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you and so you have appeared to diminish the trouble. More reason people think of his appearance. And yet others say that you appeared to rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping and so on, in order that the conditioned souls suffering from material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. So here, Queen Kunti is praying to the Lord different reasons why he appeared in material world. Of course, he starts with Janma Karma. He is transcendental to his appearance, be it disappearance, his action, reaction, reaction is totally transcendental to appear and disappear. She says, your appearance in different species, you take different bodies, of course transcendental bodies, that is very bewildering to Queen Kunti. Other than us, they will definitely think low, think ill about Lord taking fish, turtle, boar, and different bodies like that. They will think Lord cannot be in this form. But he is known as Jagannath. He is the Lord of all species, all beings, every inhabitants of other planets. So if he wants to give pleasure to fish species or boar species or human beings, naturally he will have to take up that form to relate to them. His whole purpose of appearing in particular planet, particular species, is to give pleasure to his devotees. He is called Bhakta Vatsal and Bhakta Vashya, meaning the devotees are very, very dear to him and he is controlled by devotees. So then she is praying in next sloka 32 that you appear in the dynasty of Yadu. Yadu being his pure devotees, he wanted to glorify him and his dynasty. So this is, of course, the main reason why he appears in material world, to give pleasure and take pleasure. He exchanges his pleasure between his devotees. This is the main reason why he appears in material world. He can put an end to all demons by sending one of his Saktavesh avatar like Parshuram. He can establish religious principles in a religion for mankind by sending Prabhupada, a kind of Saktavesh avatar, to re-establish religion. He can do every task by being there, by sending his one of the incarnation to accomplish that particular task. But to give pleasure to his devotees, he cannot send anybody to replace him, to give them pleasure and deriving pleasure from devotees. Just like mothers, just like a child, child's cry for mother. When child wants mother, you can give anything and everything to the child, everything that he loves. But when he wants mother, nothing can please him. Because the child wants mother, so mother has to personally attend him rather than giving so many allurement, attraction, sweets or toys or anything else will not make child happy except mother. So Krishna, it is less to say he is duty bound to give pleasure to his devotees. He derives immense pleasure by giving pleasure to devotees. And this is the only business, only dharma he has. So he's going like crazy to derive that pleasure from devotees. He rushes here and there and runs even in Raj. He is trying to go into midst of his devotees, and this is one of his four qualities above Lord Vishnu, that he is always surrounded by his most lovable, most soft and lovable devotees. Same other quality above Vishnu is that he has beautiful transcendental pastimes, interactions with his devotees, and he is always surrounded by them. You will never see a picture of Krishna by himself. If you see picture of Krishna by himself, then we have to understand he is looking for Radharani, or he is devising some means to be with the devotees. He wants to enhance his pastimes, Leela. Gopis and Kwal Mitras, friends, he is enacting his very, very lovable and enjoyable pastimes. Gopi Leela Vistaria, gopis, they enhance his pastimes. So this is the main reason for him to appear in this material world, to please his devotees. He likes to run around for his devotees' pleasure and protection. So when he appeared on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the Pandavas, they in the night time they sleep very sound, blissfully, happily, and Krishna throughout night is running around. That is because he wants to protect his devotees. He could do everything with his mystic power, but that may not give pleasure to his devotees. And that's why he gets covered up by Yogamaya, and his devotees get covered up by Yogamaya. So he comes in material world personally, and this may be the cause of criticism from other religion, other faith, other your God is coming and going and running and so many things, but our God mostly impersonal, so he doesn't do these kind of things. Prabhupada gives beautiful story to narrate this. King Akbar and Birbal, Akbar was ruling India, and he had a minister who was Vaishnava, Birbal. And this is a true story, of course. Akbar says to Birbal, see, our Allah doesn't run and take birth and come to this material world. And he's up there. And he's, you know, but your God, he comes and he fights and so on and so forth. So this is not God. So Birbal says, okay, my dear Lord, I'll make you understand this in few days. Akbar had a newly born baby, maybe 3-5 months old. So Birbal, his minister, he manufactured beautiful statue of his baby, very resembling, same, look like dicto copy. And he made that statue wear his newborn son's clothes and everything resembling the ornaments, jewelry, everything. He made exactly like his son. Birbal told his maid servant, woman, that please bring this statue baby, Birbal, I mean Akbar's son, when we walk along the wall of Jamuna. There is a red fort and nice, so you can walk on this wall. And next is Jamuna, deep Jamuna. So that lady, servant, bought that baby of him, king, and king saw that why she is bringing my baby here and bewildered a little, and she is coming. So when she bring that baby, and Birbal immediately grabbed that baby and threw it into Jamuna. So immediately Akbar jumped into Jamuna to save the baby, and he came out with statue. So he says, Birbal says, we were walking with you, your bodyguard were walking with you, why didn't order them to save your baby and you jumped yourself? He says, my baby, I want to save my baby. Birbal said, see, why our God comes, he can send anybody and everybody, all incarnations, whatever. But the personal relationship and personal exchange or loving exchanges cannot take place. That's why he comes to interact with his devotee. Krishna has no other business than pleasing his devotees, by which he gets pleasure and exchanges of that pleasure, loving exchanges. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do everything and anything he wants in material and spiritual world by one of his expansion or incarnation, other way, simply by lifting his eyebrow, he can execute anything and everything. So we might question why yoga maya, why he has to get covered up, why maya is there. But he has no problem. Devotees have a problem. If devotee knows that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then they will act in awe and reverence, reverential mood, which may not enact the highest degree of loving exchanges. And that's why he says, yoga maya samavrata. I am taking shelter of yoga maya to enact loving, pleasureful exchanges with my devotees. So other reason stated here is that Devaki and Vasudev, in their previous life, they perform severe austerities as Prishnagarbha and Sutapa. And Prishnagarbha and Sutapa. When Krishna appeared to, and they asked the boon. What was the boon? That we want some just like you, Asama Urdhva. And that's why Krishna, there is no parallel to him. He had to personally come to give pleasure to his devotees, Mother Devaki and Vasudev. Krishna appeared in the mind. First he appears, spiritual birth, in the mind of Vasudev, then he goes into the heart of Mother Devaki, and then he exhibits his form as Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Vishnu. But by Vasudev and Devaki, they had a darshan of Krishna as Vishnu, but they did not get pleasure or blissful, or they didn't. They became so much in awe and reverence. And that's why Krishna entered into the womb of Mother Devaki to give her pleasure that Krishna is my child, he has taken shelter of my womb and he's going to be my child. Same thing happened when Lord Ramchandra appeared. Then Ramchandra's mother is asking him that you become Sisu. Sisu means my beloved child. This form of yours as a Supreme Personality of Godhead does not give me so much pleasure. This is the main business of his appearance, to give pleasure to his devotees. And we have seen how he proved himself as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He killed most of the demon and relieve the burden of the earth. every demon he killed, he put inhabitants of Raj into Yogamaya potency. They sense it every time that he is the demigod, he is Devata, or he is personality of Godhead. They, for a few seconds, they realize him as a supreme personality of Godhead. But then Krishna covers them. He lifted Govardhan Hill. He is establishing that he is the supreme personality of Godhead by lifting Govardhan Hill. So we have to accept supreme personality of Godhead according to scriptures, according to his deed, according to his pastimes, according to sages, Shastra and Guru. We can recognize the transcendental appearance of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is transcendental to his disappearance also. In other words, he does not die, or his body does not die. His body and him is same. When he left this planet, the hunter, he shoot arrow in his foot. If you shoot arrow into any human being's legs, that human being will not die. Then most powerful personality, Sri Krishna, how he would die? But he wanted to respect the Brahmins who curse the Yadu dynasty, and he went back to home, back to Godhead with his own body. He ascended as he descended. In Bhagavatam 11th canto, it is crystal clearly written that he went back to home, back to Godhead with his body, Swatanum. Swa, his own, Tanum, Tanu, body. Swatanum, he went back. And all inhabitants of heavenly planets, they greet him. So if he was just a soul or something that is light or Brahma or anything, they wouldn't recognize him and will not know how to greet him. They celebrated big festival when he went to visit heavenly planet on the way. They played musical instrument, garland, flowers, decorations, and so many elaborate arrangement for reception of Krishna. And also every member of Yadu dynasty, their wives took their husband's body and they enter into funeral pyre. But it doesn't say Rukmini enter with Krishna into funeral pyre. So his appearance and disappearance are totally transcendental. He is a supreme personality of Godhead. He can come as he likes, he can go where he likes. He is not bound by the laws of material nature. He is not forced to take birth and not forced to go back. Just like Prabhupada gave example, beautiful example, that a king, he can enter into jail as he likes and he can come out of the jail he likes. The laws of jail does not affect him. The first law in kingdom is that king can do no wrong. Similarly, akama vidham, similarly, the laws of material nature does not bind Krishna. Krishna can do no wrong. So no laws of karma for him. He can come as he like, he can descend he like, and he can ascend he like. He is Swarat, he is independent, he is supreme personality of Godhead. And his only business, as we repeatedly said, is to please his devotees by appearing and disappearing. Sri Krishna Janmasthami Mahamahotsav ki. Sri Krishna Janmasthan ki. Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki.
So question is, you mentioned when Krishna was went back, then he was shooted by a hunter with an arrow. And what is the meaning of that and why it should happen like that?
Krishna decided that now that I have relieved the burden of the earth planet and Now that I would like to return back to my abode, so he had a reason that my dynasty, Yellow Dynasty, is very, very powerful. They can create havoc again after I leave. So better I leave with my whole dynasty. He doesn't only teach Arjuna how everybody is spirit soul and they don't have a death, but he also practice by killing his own dynasty and taking them back again. He practically demonstrated he wanted to. So he devised the curse of Brahmanas, the curse is that whatever is in the womb of Samba, Mushal, the iron piece, whatever rod, Mushal, whatever it is, I don't know in this. But so that will become the cause of your cause of the death of your dynasty. That was the curse. So he story is a big pastime, but to cut the story short, that iron pieces, it became weirds on on the edge of ocean there, a very sharp blade of leaves were very sharp like sword, and they become intoxicated and they fight, and then they went back to Garden, and then Krishna wanted to also ascend. So two reasons. One is he wants to respect the Brahman's curse, and second thing is he wants to relieve earth from the powerful, maybe powerful dynasty, not maybe, the powerful dynasty of his, the other dynasty. So he wants to now wind up his earthly pastimes. So the two reasons we gave, that he wanted to respect Brahman's curse, and that he wanted to take very powerful dynasty of his back, otherwise they can create...
What are the four differences between Lord Vishnu and Lord Krishna?
It is very nicely described by Srila Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion. First and foremost is that he is most, most beautiful. I can describe you the beauty of Krishna, but we have no time. But if you refer to one sloka, Varaha Piram Natavara Vashmo Kaniyo Kanikaram Vipradvaso Kanaka Kapisham Vaijayanti Chamalam Randra Veno Adara Sudaya Purayan Gopavindai Vindaranyam Sapadaramanam Pravrisat Kita Kirti. This beautiful sloka, it is from 10th canto, where Krishna and Balaram is entering into Vrindavan with cowherd boys and calves and cows and beautiful scene. I don't have time to elaborate this sloka, how beautiful he is. He looks, and gopis glancing at him while he is taking cows and cowherd boyfriends and Balaram and taken out of Vrindavan for pasturing ground. So one is most beautiful, nobody equal to him, and nobody more beautiful than him. Second is, he is playing beautifully the flute that attracts every living entity, not just gopis, but so beautifully he plays his flute. And how beautiful he plays his flute he can go again in the 10th canto, Venugita. Just one second, I say that how beautifully he is playing his flute. His river, they stop flowing, and cows, they start sucking, they stop sucking the milk of mother, and so on and so forth. So very nicely, beautifully described when he plays his flute, what are the things happens. He has very, very, very beautiful pastimes. So transcendental that with one pastime, he can execute so many other tasks. Like I said, I don't have time to describe how beautiful pastimes are. It takes another 6, 7, 10 hours or days or whatever. Fourth is, he's always surrounded by his most, most lovable devotees. And I don't have time again to describe gopis, radharanis, gwalbalas, mitras, and cows, and peacocks, and parrots of Vrinda Devi, and so on and so forth. Nice, beautiful. Gopas 3, parivestito paramavijayate gopala chudamani. Meaning, he is always surrounded by gopas 3, parivestito. Parivestit is always surrounded by beautiful gopis. Just imagine if somebody is descending here with the four hands, and you know, you saw four hands, you will be very afraid and start running here, and there, what is this? Who is this? Vishnu. That is Vishnu. But Krishna, beautiful Krishna, two hands, and Natavar, Vapu, Karaniyo, Karanikaram, dancing and gestures and beautiful. Immediately we'll relate to him. Vishnu and Krishna has another one common characteristic, guna, is that they don't give this power to anybody except Krishna and Vishnu, creation. Creation is the very, no other Shiva or Brahma or anybody else than Krishna can create. Vishnu can create. Lord Brahma is secondary creator. He is known as creator, and Mother Durga is known as creator also, but secondary. So I'll stop here. I'll wait time. Hare Krishna.